Welcome back, and if you haven't noticed, I'm standing in a new place. This is our brand new studios. I hope you're enjoying them, a little bit more homely, a little bit warm. I hope that we will share lots and lots of knowledge with you from these studios. And speaking of that, I want to talk about my interview with Anesh today and some pointers for you to think about in terms of building your business. And I'm talking today about cash management as a strategy. Cash management as a strategy. And why I'm saying that is because many businesses see cash as just this ancillary thing that they don't have. The banks just don't want to lend me money. They use all sorts of excuses instead of bringing it in as part of your strategy. So three points that I want to make around that. In your cash management strategy, build your sources of cash. So the number of sources. You heard me talking to Anesh about the fact that the customer is a source, the bank's a source. But looking at from my journey, you know, credit cards were a source for me, friends and family were a source of cash for me. So increase the number of sources of leads in terms of your finance. The second point is to categorize those sources. And why? What I mean by categorize in terms of which is the ones that charge the lowest interest rates, which are the ones that want their money back soonest. So in my instance, using a credit card, now there was a repayment cycle, but high interest rates. Friends might be a little longer, but there were some other things that were attached to borrowing money from friends. And of course, from the banks, you know, you want to understand that you have actually more than one banking source. So categorize that into timeline, interest rate, and various other factors that you understand each source of funding. And lastly, is to make sure that you build relationships with those sources. It's very important for the people, even if it's the bank that you're dealing with, for them to understand what you do so they understand the nuance. For me, as I grew Raise Corp, building relationship with the bank manager for them to understand our cycles, to understand the industry that we were in, so that when I came to them for cash as we were growing, that they understood how that money would be used and were comfortable and confident that I'd be able to repay, which I did. And now it's time for some highs and lows of the entrepreneurial journey.
Hello, my name is Sibusiso Malinga. I'm the founding director and CEO at Indalo Water and Energy Solutions. We are a water solutions company specializing in borehole drilling. As you might know, drilling a borehole requires very expensive equipment. All this big machinery mounted on trucks, you need that to do what we do. It comes at such a high cost that when I started looking for my first drilling machine, I came to find that it's actually cheaper to import a drilling machine in China all the way across the world than it is to buy it locally in South Africa. So I went to China to buy a machine. I didn't have the money to buy this machine, but anyway, I went there, I paid a deposit, and the machine was being manufactured. When the machine was ready for collection, or rather for shipment, the balance needed to be paid before the manufacturer dispatches the machine into the shipping container. I did not have the money to pay for this machine. That was a very big challenge at the time. And I remember I had already gone through all the loan facilities that you can think of that are available to us in South Africa. There was just nothing here. I just couldn't get that breakthrough. And it was at that point where what I describe as a miracle in my journey happened, where one of my customers actually offered to sponsor me and give me the balance that I needed to buy this machine because he believed so much in my business and he was so fascinated by my story. And that was the complete turnaround of my company as a whole.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Saika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.